Blog Talk Radio.
Let her go, Chadwick. Turn up your radio. Belt a whiskey and drink it down slow. It's Whiskey Bent in the Pit. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't shit outlaw barbecue show. He's an all-night smoker, a cold beer holder. His spare ribs will blow your mind. And with his Cosmos Q and his Green Mountain Grills, he'll walk the stage every time. Turn on your radio, crack a beer, Chad's ready to go. It's Whiskey Ben in the Pit all night, late night. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't right. Outlaw Barbecue Show. Whiskey Ben in the Pit radio show. Good for the egg shakes and saggy. Can I get a raise? Hell, come on. Woo. Let her go, Chadwick. Turn up your radio. Build a whiskey and drink it down slow. It's Whiskey Bent in the Pit. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't shit outlaw barbecue show. He's an all-night smoker, a cold beer holder. His spare ribs will blow your mind. And with his Cosmos Q and his Green Mountain Grills, he'll walk the stage every time. Turn on your radio, crack a beer, Chad's ready to go. It's Whiskey Ben in the Pit all night, late night. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't right. Outlaw Barbecue Show. Whiskey Ben in the Pit radio show. Good for the egg shakes and saggy. Can I get a raise? Hell, come on. Woo.
All right, guys, y'all got me out there. Information that we got the setup right. You guys can hear me. We're locked and loaded. Anybody hear me out there? Out there in chat. Come on. No? Yes, we are. Good, good, good. Jim Elser, Doug Francis, you little peaches out there. I appreciate you. So, it is it's good to have everybody on tonight. It is February 26th, 2013, Tuesday night. And there's no other place I'd rather be than right here, Whiskey Bent Barbecue in the Pit. So, we had to miss last week. Had some things come up, obviously. Usually, like it always is, the damn real job, which if any of you guys got a way for me to get out of that, let me know. And as long as it's legal, we'll take it under consideration. But good to be here. We're 2 weeks out now. We've got a great lineup tonight. We're going to start the show off with Thomas Henry from Budmeister's, which Thomas did something pretty cool this weekend. There was a joint GBA contest up in Georgia this year. Aubrey Evans puts it on. She's a heck of a promoter. Got a great magazine, Barbecue Times. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. Just a great contest. I feel bad for them. They prepared for so long. They got some rain. It was just horrible weather for them. But they went and cooked. And Thomas, those guys with Budmeister's, They killed it. And it's just not Thomas, and he'll tell you that when he gets on the show tonight. It's his boy Josh that cooks with him too. He's a heck of a cook. But these guys, I mean, I've always said, man, they're assassins of the pork category. If you think you turn in some food and you're gonna go in there and you're gonna hang with Thomas when it comes to the pork category, you may need to think about things, because He is one hell of a pork cook. So we're going to have Thomas on tonight. He's going to talk to us about this weekend, talk a little bit about it being a joint contest, some of the challenges in that, et cetera. Then we're going to rise up my buddy Darian from Cosmos Q. You guys know Darian. It won't be his first time on the show and won't be his last. But Darian is real, real strong. You guys know. I mean, he's got a line of products out there, Cosmos Q, that are second to none. Just does a real, real good job. And Darian, we're going to talk a little bit about the new 2014 KCBS rules about pork parting. To me, I don't think it's really that big a deal. I think it's getting made, a lot more bigger deal than it needs to be. But, you know, we're going to talk about that. And we may actually even open up the phone lines for the first 15 minutes of that segment. So that'd be from 8 to 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. We may open that up and we may talk a little bit about the pork parting rule and get you guys' take on it. So that you may see that end up happening. We're going to close out with Andy Allen, my good buddy out there from California. We're going to get to talk to him, Rooftop Barbecue. You've heard us talk a lot about his sauce, and it's a damn good sauce. It's helped us be very successful in the past couple of months. We've used it for a while. We just changed the ratio of how we were using it, and it's had some really good results, and we're real appreciative to Andy and what he does and his team on all the work that goes into making sure that sauce is just right. But he's got an announcement in conjunction with probably a pellet grill company you've heard mentioned here once or twice. That's Green Mountain Grills. Jason and Dave Baker over there, those guys. They're working on a little, as we would call it in the rap industry, a collaboration. And Andy's going to come on tonight and introduce that. And then we're also going to talk and get to know that Rooftop Barbecue team just a little bit more because they're a good group of guys. So with that being said, I want to get into the intro of the show, and let's talk about a couple of contests that happened this past weekend. First off, let's start with FBA, and let's talk King City. I will be honest with you guys. I'm in Savannah, Georgia tonight, and me and the wife came up here. I've got a work meeting tomorrow over in Vidalia. Y'all may have never heard of the city, but y'all heard of the Onion. I know it. And so we're having a good time here tonight and looking forward to doing the show. But anyway, that's what got us caught up. We've been out doing a little bit of hopping from about 5:30 on. But it's a good time. If you've never been to Savannah, Georgia downtown and you live close, go do it. It's a blast. There's a lot of cool restaurants, a lot of cool bars, a lot of cool shops. If you've never been down here, come do it. And you can get some bacon-infused bourbon, which is very, very good, very tasty. So we're going to start out talking about the FBA contest in Haines City. It's our second year missing this one. And I hate to do it because Tommy and the guys there at the contest, they're good folks, man. They put on a hell of a time. But, man, just when you come from starting with Pig, or actually starting with Jim McCoyne in January, then to Pigfest, then to Frank's, then to Sam's Club, and then you've got this behind it. It's just hard to do them all. You got to be one of those, gamers like Terry McKay or Rob Bagby or Matt Barber or Dana Hillis. I mean, you got to be one of those guys that just gets up for it every weekend. I'm just not one of those guys that is. I'm not going to go out there and chase it 35 weekends a year because – the real job just, kicks me and Jared in the damn pants. So that's kind of where we're at. But I hate to miss this one because it's a beautiful venue. It's a great organizer. But I'm going to tell you, man, the results that came out of this were so damn cool. We won grand in Winter Haven a couple weekends ago. And there was a team that was clicking right on our heels, a top five team. And that's Smokey Dog and Will and his wife. They were all over it, man. That was one of the teams I was worried about. They got three calls. We got three calls. But, man, it's so good. I wish I could have been there to see how excited Will and his wife were to win that first grand. And they won it by about a point and a half over old Terry McKay there from Get Her Smoked. And also, you guys that have listened to the show, you know, the guys that haven't, Terry McKay over there at Custom Signs and Graphics, in Okeechobee, he's got all your banner needs, your graphic needs, your wrap needs, everything. Terry, I've contacted Terry on Wednesday morning, and needed a banner when he's leaving on Thursday afternoon to come to a contest, and he takes care of me. So if you ever need anything, just go over there. You can find him on Facebook, Custom Signs and Graphics. You can Google him, Custom Signs and Graphics with Okeechobee, Florida, in the search. It's going to get it to you. Hopefully you get to talk to Melissa, which is the much more stunning, sweet part of the McKay family. But, you know, at the end of the day, you may get Terry. I'm sorry if you do. But either way, man, I'm just kidding with y'all. He'll take good care of you. And it's a good time. And also, if you ever need to contact Terry, you can always reach me, Whiskey Bent Barbecue at Gmail, Whiskey Bent on Facebook, Whiskey Bent BBQ on Facebook, and Whiskey Bent BBQ on Twitter. And either way, I can always get you Terry's direct contacts, or you can Google it yourself. But if you're in a pinch, you need something for a contest that weekend, you're cooking FBA, or you're cooking down here in this region, Terry's going there, he's going to get it printed, he's going to get it to you, and he's going to get it to you at a price that's probably going to beat anything you would have got in town. So, finishing up Haines City, we have Smokey Dog, first place, point and a half, like I said, over our buddy Terry McKay from Get Her Smoked. The guy that you can't extinguish, Rob Bagby, third place, Swamp Boys Barbecue. Fourth place, Matt Barber. Now, Matt Barber coming right off a damn television set a week and a half ago, doing some filming with some, you know, some big-time things. Hot Wachulas, fourth place. Cedar Creek, great job out there to Ben Purvis and the team. Sixth place, Big Timers. That's a good finish for Zach and Bobby and the other Bobby King and the boys. Good job there. Seventh place, Confederate Smoke. Eighth, always good to see these guys. Fat Ashes, ninth, Tommy and the crew from Blitz Creek, and 10th, get you some, Mr. Williams. Always good to see you guys finish well. Your category winners were first place Chicken, Shantytown, first place Ribs, Blitz Creek. Well, did they mess up the, yeah, Blitz Creek Ribs. First place Pork Cedar Creek, and first place Brisket. Rob Bagby, looking like he is getting jiggy with it on a first-place brisket trophy there in Haines City. Happy guy. All right, last thing I want to hit before we get over to the phone lines is talk a little bit about Sam's Club. So Sam's Club, you know, we've talked about it on the show before. We cooked in it the previous 2 years. We didn't make it past regionals. Well, let's make it 3 years straight, ladies and gentlemen. We had a pretty good cook in Tampa, and just didn't cut the mustard. Just didn't have what the other teams had. We finished eighth overall, I think about 6.5 points away from moving on. And the six teams that did move on, I want to give huge congratulations to. One, there was no doubt, if you guys were at that award ceremony, that Rob Bagby was going to win the Sam's Club local. I mean, guy had like a third, a second, and a first, and like a fourth. I mean, it was ugly. But typical Rub fashion, he went in there, he cooked well, and he's your GC there in Tampa. Your reserve grand champion, once again, Blitz Creek Barbecue. Congratulations to Tommy, Gavin, and the family. Great job. Big Papa's Country Kitchen, Dana Hillis, he's going to be moving on to the regional again. Hot Wachulas, they're going to be moving on to the regional again. Blue Bloods, nice to meet those guys out there out of Hampton, Louisiana. Hope to see them this weekend when we're up there competing in Pensacola. And then your 16, yeah, hey, just like it wasn't a ring or enough field, let's go ahead and pull Three Eyes Barbecue in there. Three Eyes taking up the sixth spot, and they're going to move on to the Hendersonville, Tennessee regional. That was the first weekend. You did not hear Whiskey Mint Barbecue in there. And you will not, because I think all six of those teams will go on and do their magic in the regional. I wish them all the best of luck. Also in Hendersonville, the Daphne, Alabama contest, and the Pit Crew, GC, takes that one. Second place, Mike Davis, Lotta Bull. Third place, Smokin' Butt Crew, which took a first in chicken and in brisket. Fourth place, Parrot Head Smokers, all the way out of South Dakota. They'll be coming down here and cooking the regional in Tennessee. Fifth place, Wild Bunch Burners. And sixth place, one I was really, really happy about, was Q and Stewin and Bruin. Q and Stewin and Bruin had been signed up for Daphne, Alabama. And when he saw what a piss poor job we did down here in Central Florida on filling up Tampa, he decided he was going to come down and cook it. And I'm going to tell you what, man, Scott Smith, he's a good guy. I hope to have him on the show here soon. Got to spend a lot of time with him. We were neighbors next to each other. He's got a beautiful rig. He builds his own. He has his own barbecue trailers built over there at Q and Stewin and Bruin. And just a nice guy, and I'm glad to see him qualify. I don't care if it's sixth or it's first. It really don't matter at that point. All of you are going to Hendersonville. So we will see what happens, and I wish you guys all the best. All right, let's come over here to the phone lines and see. I think that's my man right there. I know a 386 number when I see a 386 number. Thomas Henry, what's up, my man?
Hey, Chad, what's up, man?
Brother, it is always a pleasure
to yes, talk. Yes, it is. It's nice for you to ask me to be on the show again.
Well, man, let's go ahead and get started from the get-go. Talk to me a little bit about this contest this weekend. It was kind of a dual sanction deal, right?
Kind of, sort of. Audrey, that does the Barbecue Times, put on this GBA cook-off. You know, the GBA has their three meats. And then she added... on the side of it, added brisket and chicken on top of it and a bunch of other things like, you know, Brunswick stew and all that. But we entered all of them. And, you know, if you won the GBA, you won that part. But then overall, you take, you know, the whole show, you know, with the brisket and the chicken. And it was an awesome event. It just we swim around the mud 99% of the time. All the teams did. And, I mean, they had to use backhoes to get teams in for the event and leaving. I mean, it was a dirty mess.
Well, you know what, man, and I hate that so much, Thomas. I mean, that's one thing as an event organizer, and you know it from the nice contest you put up in there at Lake City, and we're organizing the contest down here in Lakeland. You know, that's one of those things that you just can't control. And God dang it, you know, Aubrey had been out there pulling in teams or recruiting teams so long and so hard. I hated to see her get that weather this weekend. That's just a damn shame.
Yeah, it was. I mean, all the teams came in. I think there was like two or three had to back out at the last minute, maybe due to weather or work-related or whatever. But, you know, wasn't able to draw the crowd from the community in. And I mean, nobody wanted to get out there soaking wet. I mean, it rained the whole time. I mean, heavy, hard rain. I mean, Wilson's like over ankle deep of water the whole time, and it ain't nothing they could do about it, but it was still a good event. I mean, they worked hard, her staff and the judges and judging reps up there. I mean, they really worked to try to help us teams to be able to stay focused and, you know, do what we have to do to try to win, you know, all these prizes.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about Thomas. We've had you on the show once before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after your real big win at Suwannee last year. And we really didn't get a chance that you kind of called in late. You had some things at work. Let's kind of step back a second, and then we're going to get back to this weekend. You know, let's talk a little bit about what brought you to competition barbecue. And let's talk about a little bit about, you know, you're definitely one of the best cooks in the state of Florida. But I think the boy that's flying your wing is probably in the top five himself, your son Josh. So let's talk a little bit about how you got into competition barbecue, and, you know, how it's grown to what it is, because you guys have a definite name for yourself here in the Southeast.
Well, first of all, thank you for thinking that we're one of the best teams out here in Florida. I mean, there are so many teams. I mean, like y'all are known. I mean, there's so many teams out here so awesome. And, you know, it feels good to be, you know, with all y'all, and, you know, in that caliber. But what really got me started in barbecue, and, I mean, my mom, I'm the baby of five boys. My mom taught every one of us boys how to cook.
Hold on, Thomas. I got to stop you right there, and I'm going to let you pick that. You may be the youngest, but please don't tell me you're the smallest.
No, I am not the smallest. I'm the biggest and the best-looking one.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you guys. Y'all ever seen Thomas? And if they say he's the smallest, and I'm not talking about just usually our cooks build. But Thomas, you've got to go a good, what, 6'5", 6'6"?
6'7".
Yeah, so I was about to say, if you're the smallest, holy shit, y'all got a lot of Henrys that would whoop anybody from here to come on.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what my mom did. I mean, she taught all of us how to cook. We've all went our own different cooking ways. And then when I got to high school, a shop teacher was teaching us how to weld and stuff like that. And we're trying to weld and make different odd and end things to raise money for the school and all that. And 90% of the time we're making barbecue grills, but out of propane tanks and all that. And, you know, we started cooking there at school, you know, for whatever charities. And him and I, the teacher, when I graduated, teacher and I got together and tried to do a couple competitions. And it went from there a couple times. I mean, we're doing like one or two a year just to see, you know, what was going on. And I finally stepped out by myself and roughly created a team. But we still only did one or two. And that's a while back when I talked to you, I used to party a lot, real heavy. That's when I used to party.
Yeah.
That was before Josh was ever thought of. But then when Josh started, you know, wanting to get interested and start going, you know, I focused on, okay, well, we're going to be serious either. I mean, it's very costly. You know it. And all these other teams know how costly it is to get in. It's like, okay, well, let's take this serious, and then we party a little bit afterwards.
Yep.
And that's where my whole barbecue stuff came. Whenever I try to do something, I try to put my best effort into it, 100%. And Josh, I mean, he's just like this past weekend, Josh came up, he worked on the pork loin sauce. I mean, he came up with it. And that's what I like. I mean, I got a teammate there. He keeps me going, keeps me focused, because I'll get off like the BS with everybody. And he was like, hey, Dad, get your butt over here. Let's go.
And that's like my teammate Jared is. I mean, hey, dude, hey, there's one thing I think me and you both do. Love to do, and that's talk barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes that gets into our timelines where we may not realize it, but because, you know, you've got your son, I've got Jared, which has been my teammate since we started, that goes, you know, hey, Chet, can you finish up with him later? You know, hey, we're trying to inject, we're trying to do the, you know what I'm saying? And
yep.
That's the deal, but you know, And that's what makes a team. You know, I respect the hell out of these guys like Rub that just show up by their lonesome and cook a contest.
And kick butt.
Absolutely, dude.
You know, I honestly, I don't know if I could do it by myself. I mean, you got Rub, you got Gordon out there. I mean, you got other teams. I mean, sometimes LJ, Larry, he'll go by himself. I just don't know how they do it. I mean, honestly, because I really don't. I really don't see how they do it.
No, it's very, very tough. And that's one of the things I can notice, you know, a couple years ago when Rub went to that trailer that he went to. He said, Chad, he said, I just got to be able to pull up, have something that I can park, and just get to work. You know, I can't be unloading shit. I can't be rearranging stuff. I've got to just get in there and I've got to, you know, cook, you know, or start prepping, you know, and get my fires hot or whatever. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, Rub will come in there at 6 o'clock at night, depending on where it's at and if he's taking a vacation day, if he's not taking a vacation day, you know. So I'm just like you, man. I admire the hell out of those one-man cook teams because that is a whole tougher thing than any of us think of.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we were talking a little bit about how things got started. So then kind of Josh comes along. How early did you have Josh out there, you know, really kind of walking the paces with you through competition barbecue?
I want to say somewhere around, he's 21 years old, so somewhere about 2004, I want to say, he started really getting more involved in it and really being a true, hard teammate with me and taking it seriously. So I want to say about 2004 is when we really started kicking, and that's when he got involved, which, you know, where everybody starts at is part of the kitchen. I guess we can't say this word on air, but washing dishes.
No, we can't. He was a pit bitch.
Yeah, there you go. And that's where he started, and he started working his way up, getting more and more involved. And just like now, he's got his own little barbecue trailer, and he sells barbecue, you know, 3 days out of the week. And, I mean, he sells out every day. By 2 o'clock, he's sold out. So,
you know,
I mean, he loves it.
And you know what? How does that make you feel? You know, I mean, you kind of taught him this passion, Thomas, and – you know, now he's taking it and he's turning it into a bit of a profession.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. I mean, it's hard, I mean, to really explain. I mean, big as I am, and I try to not be a big crybaby about it, but, you know, I kind of get teared up sometimes sitting there watching him. I mean, I know how Meyer Mixon feels about Michael.
Yeah.
Kind of roughly taking the reins. I mean, Meyer and I have talked about it a little bit. And it's just like, you know, dang, you know, that's cool. You know, it's an honor that my son is wanting to kind of halfway walk in my footsteps on that part of the profession. And it's just, it's cool as hell. I mean, it really is.
And now, do you feel like when daddy's away, does he still keep them recipes to perfection? Or do you think he's out there maybe kind of tweaking them to Josh's taste?
He's tweaking them to his. You know, him and I mainly do most of the cooking at the house, because my wife usually gets off work a little bit later than we do. And he's always like, hey, Dad, you know, I'm going to try a new rub, or Dad, I'm going to try, you know, make this new sauce, and let me try this out, and let's see what it does. And, I mean, he goes on a whole different field than I go. I mean, and just like that sauce for the pork loin this past weekend, I mean, he went way out there, and it's like, damn, that was awesome. And it paid off, you know, as everybody knows. But he goes his own route. I mean, he'll use a little bit of my basic stuff, but he'll tweak it his way, his taste.
Well, and that's what it's about, right? I mean, we all learn things from different people. And you know, and obviously Josh has been fortunate enough to learn it from his dad. But then, you know, there's other guys that, just like Thomas, I'm sure you've learned things from Myra and other folks that you've met on the circuit. But you may learn a technique, you may do this, but you always tweak it to your flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what happens. And I mean, he talks to a lot of the other bigger other cook teams out there because he loves all these barbecue guys. I mean, he would leave me quick out of the trailer just to go talk to all these other barbecue family. I mean, like Dana and Rub and Gordon and, I mean, Larry. All of them. He loves to visit with them. He loves them people to death. He thinks a lot of them. He calls them. And, you know, they talk barbecue. So he catches probably little techniques from them or sees something. You know, whenever we're all around each other, we're, of course, looking at what each other is kind of roughly doing. And kind of get maybe catch a little hint here or there to maybe help tweak our, you know, our cook up, and he does. I mean, I'm really proud of him, really.
That's awesome, brother, and I think you should be. And that's one of the things I love about coming, you know, being part of this family is, you know, I watch, you know, and I've said this before on the show. The first time I had you on, I love seeing, you know, how you are with Josh. I love seeing how Jimmy Brode is with his boys. You know, they're just raised, you know, not to be, you know, demographically challenged, but they're raised like good Southern men. You know,
yep.
Yes, sir, no, sir, please, thank you. And that's something that, you know, you would have thought back in the day wasn't that big a deal, but as this world evolves, becomes few and far between. And hey, if Competition Barbecues does nothing more than grow good Southern boys, we've all won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I really do.
Because that kind of respect and that kind of, you know, understanding how you talk to elders, I mean, that's a big deal to me. Because you know?
Yeah, my daddy would slap out of me if I didn't say yes ma'am or no ma'am.
I was about to say the same thing. My dad didn't care if we was in public or at the house. If I didn't say yes sir, no sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, you better duck.
That's why I got a little flat head back there a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's coming one way or the other, my friend.
Yep.
So let's get back to talking a little bit about, so obviously we understand how, you know, how everything's came along as far as Budmeisters, but let's talk a little bit about this weekend. So you didn't have the old Nasty Bird chicken, did you? You didn't have to worry with that?
No, man, we had cooked chicken and brisket.
Oh, so you did chicken and brisket.
Yes, she added them other two meats with the regular GBA. She added them to, and that was part of the overall.
Oh, nice.
You had to win the overall. You had to cook all five categories. And but there's only three I walked in, and that's all the GBA. I guess they didn't like our brisket, or definitely didn't like our chicken. Brisket was like 11th place, but our chicken was like 25th for some reason. I thought it was good, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, that always happens, doesn't it? I mean, I thought we walked into Sam's Club 2 weeks ago, and I thought we just had something that was just going to wow folks, you know, and finish 8th out of 24, and it wasn't a bad field. I mean, it's not like you should be upset finishing 8th in that field, but, you know, not being able to get that top 6 and move on, you know, kind of sucks, but, you know, that's what happens. You know, let's talk first, Thomas, you know, for the folks that maybe haven't heard. What do you cook on?
Well, I cook on stump smokers. I mean, I've cooked on them pretty much since Josh got involved in 2004. We went to stump smokers. I mean, the other ones were the ones I built and all that, out of, you know, regular propane tanks and all. But stump smokers, I mean, ever since I went there, I mean, I can't see myself cooking nothing else. I've had a couple people talk to me about sponsoring me new, brand new grills. And this one brand new grill, that guy just recently, they came to me. I didn't go to them. And it's like a $9,000 grill. And it's a big name grill. I still haven't 100% decided yet because, you know, I've been faithful with stuff. I think I had, when he built the Gravity Fed, I think I had the third one he's ever built at that time. And, of course, you know, all of us, we like bigger and better throughout all the years. And I've got them, but I love my stump grills. I mean, they're easy. They climate control. I don't care if it's raining, cold, hot, whatever. I've never had a problem with my stump smoker, knock on wood. But I've never had a problem with it.
Well, man, if you're looking around, we've got a little Gravity Fed smoker company that would love to attach to Budmeister. Now, it's not a $9,000 grill, but it's a damn good Gravity Fed with the draft system already built in. So, if you're just peeking around, Thomas, give me a call, and we'll talk.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'm always interested. I mean, I got a Green Mountain, and I mainly bring that with me to cook our dinner and lunches. And then sometimes, I mean, if something happens to me,
you know, I've told guys before, you know, even if you don't believe in cooking, you know, you say, I don't want to cook on a pellet cooker. You know what? Buying a GMG and having it, like you said, for lunch and dinner, or, Thomas, let's just say something out of bounds happens overnight. And you need something where, hey, I've wrapped my pork, I've wrapped my brisket, I need to just get it on a heat source.
I have done that. I did that this weekend.
You know what? You fired that son of a gun up, and it's ready to go.
I did it this weekend. My pork one, for some reason, this past weekend, I had in stump grill. It just was, the internal temperature just was not getting there. I had like 20 minutes left before I had to start cutting it. And I turned that pellet cooker on. I got up to 500 degrees, threw it in there, and that's how I finished it off. Within 15 minutes, I had the internal temperature where I needed it. And then we're in there slicing and going down. I mean, and that's what I do take it for. If I need something hot and fast, quick, I take that grill for that reason, besides cooking for dinner and everything else.
No, I totally agree. So we're going to walk through the categories, if you don't mind. Okay. And as I always tell all guests, you can share as much or as little as you want to. And the first time I had John, you were very sharing. And one of the things I want to get out there, Thomas, for folks that are listening now, is you do sell your rubs.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And I'm going to tell you guys what, if you're struggling in pork, first off, where can you find them at, Thomas? How do we get a hold of that Budmeister rub?
Well, I mean, you go on my Facebook, of course,
yep,
and ask me. I don't have it at no markets or anything, and usually I bring it to events, or I will mail it to you and ship it to you.
I've got a really good sponsor of this show and a good friend of mine. Would you be willing to sell it on a case basis and maybe sell it out of a place like thebarbecuesuperstore.com?
Yeah, I was on that show last night. And
okay.
Matter of fact, for almost 2 hours. And him and I talked a little bit, and he's going to call me back later this week about that.
Good.
And but, yeah, thanks. And but, yeah, I mean, my rub, you know, like I'd say, a lot of times I bring extra with me to an event. Or you can go to my Facebook or go to budmeisterbbq@aol.com or call me on my cell phone number, which it's on the bottle with the label. And it's, area code 386-623-0498. And I'll ship it to you or meet up with you or whatever's convenient. I mean, I've shipped it all the way to Alaska. I got a guy over in Alaska. Is orders cases at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And a good friend of ours, Rub, set me up with a guy that has a barbecue restaurant in Ohio, and he orders gallons.
I know. He may or may not be a team member of mine, Thomas.
Oh, real?
And that may be how we've been using your Rub for the last couple of months without you knowing we really were using your Rub.
Oh, you sneaky thing. Yeah, I sent him about, I think, 3 or 4 gallons of it here recently.
He does pork butt specials, rib specials in the restaurant up there all the time.
Uh-huh.
And that's all he uses on it. And we tweak it just a bit for contest, but the last three contests is when that's been our key focal point.
Mm-hmm.
And we've walked on all three, and including a second at Frank's in Winter Haven.
Well, cool. Well, so, the hickory bacon, I mean, it's a heck of a base by itself. And like I told, I mean, I got a couple other people, friends out there that's using it, and I don't know if they want me to really throw their name out there. But, my pork, you know, I'm known for my pork. Is I use my hickory bacon, and I'll add some carbonated sugar and a little bit of sweet heat that I sell too, the sweet heat. And that's my mixture. But I ain't going to tell you the amount, but that's my mixture.
Mm-hmm. The sweet heat. So let's talk a little. So what are the rubs you have? So you've got the pork rub, which I call the hickory bacon, you call it?
Yep, that's the hickory bacon. That's the pork rub.
And you've got the sweet heat.
Sweet heat, then I got a bourbon molasses, which that's real good on steak and deer meat.
Well, I may just want to put that in my beard.
Tell me about it.
Molasses.
But, in a garlic lovers, I got it. And they're all good, but it's just how you use them.
Exactly.
And you know that. I mean, we all know that. I mean, we buy a barbecue sauce. Of course, we're going to add to it, thin it down, do this, do that. And same thing with the barbecue rubs. You get your main base, and then you go from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to get back to that Yardbird. We're going to walk through these categories real quick. You've got about 20 minutes left.
Okay.
So you're on the stumps, and that's one of the challenges to me about – I've kind of figured out on our new SBS cookers how to cook chicken. And usually my briskets and pork are wrapped, so I don't mind if they go a little bit higher. My ribs have only been on for a couple hours, so I'm kind of sensitive to them. So I don't want to go high on the pit cook. But, is that kind of the same? Are you cooking on one stumps or two stumps?
I always carry two of them.
Two of them.
I mean, I could do it all on one. I have done it before on one. But if I have two, why not bring them? It's not that hard.
So do you kind of do the brisket and butts in one, and the chicken and ribs in the other, or how do you kind of split that up?
I do the brisket and the butts in one grill, in my stretch. And then my classic, I usually cook my ribs, and then by the time chicken needs to go on the grill, my butts and brisket go off the grill, so I can keep that tip up.
Yeah, that's usually where I am too. And that's one thing I think people need to realize is, you know, let's say at an FBA, you know, we're throwing chicken in at, you know, 10:30. No, you can't throw it in that late. Shit, it's got to be turned in at 11.
Yeah,
11
o'clock.
9:30, and you've already got your butts and briskets cleared. And that's one thing when I talk to folks, they say, you know, hey, Chad, I'm just worried about pulling this off early. The best story I can ever tell is the first place we ever won in Pro Division. Was it Winter Haven? And I'll be honest with you, Thomas, that's why it was so cool to win Grand at Winter Haven this year, is there was a couple of really cool things that have happened at Winter Haven for us. In Winter Haven 2008, we got our first call ever.
That's cool.
Third place brisket, backyard division. Awesome. 2010 Winter Haven, we got our first place Pro Division. First place brisket. And so then to come around and win Grand this year, and you know, I mean, that was a murderer's row of guys. But to win in that area, and Frank's one of the best organizers ever. I don't think you've ever cooked it, to be honest with you. I've never ever seen it down there.
I went down there one time. I cooked with Barbecue Crew, Foy.
Okay.
He asked me to go down there one time with him. That was, I can't remember how long ago. And I went down with him and helped him. And, of course, I did the pork. And the brisket. He did the other two meats, chicken and ribs. And I think we came in like fifth or sixth overall or something like that. I can't remember exact. But, yeah, Frank, that organization, man, I've always wanted to get back down there. I put my name in the hat, but.
Well, hey,
I never got lucky to get my name pulled, but hey, I caught Frank down there in Popka about a month ago, and I'm going to put my name back in the hat again, and which I've seen on Facebook where a couple problems happened with the Boys Club over there. But hopefully if he does able to have this, then I would love to go to it. I mean, it's a killer. He puts on a killer party, and it's a good event. Everybody gets together. The big bonfire.
Yes.
Beautiful lake. I mean, it's good for a charity. I mean, he puts on a heck of a dang contest.
And I will tell you, I want to be the first one to go on record, is if for some reason you can't get in next year, you are more than happy. And I will get the 3XLT Whiskey Bent shirt to put on you. You're more than welcome to come cook with us, brother.
Well, I really appreciate that, but I'm like Jimmy Bro, so you better go up a couple more X's.
Okay, hey, that's fine. Hey, I'm here to get a canvas printed on it. If I have time to come hang out with me and cook pork, it's a done deal, baby.
All right, that sounds like a party.
Exactly. So getting back to what we were talking about, we obviously, this is why I love having guys on the show. It's not like we script this thing out, man. It's like, we're just talking, having a couple of beers, Friday night. I've always said I want this show to represent a Friday night at a barbecue contest, you know? And I think we do a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, you do. Every time I listen, I mean, it sounds like everybody's having a good time. And every time I've been on here, I've had a good time. And I mean, it's great.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about chicken. You know, so obviously you're cooking thighs.
Yep.
Any particular, you know, are you looking for any particular brand or color or anything like that? I mean, when you go to pick up thighs, or you send Josh to pick up thighs, what are you guys looking for?
Well, just looking for, you know, trying to get good uniform sizes. I don't like yellow skin. I like white skin pretty much like everybody else. We all probably get the same chickens, most of us that's been cooking for a good while. and same brand, same place. But that's what I look for. And then, you know, of course, I hate chicken. Everybody hates trimming chicken. I would pay somebody $50 to trim my chicken if they would.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate trimming. As soon as I trim chicken, I got to go take a shower because I feel disgusting afterwards. I rather trim anything else but chicken.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you kind of trim your fat off? Your fat off the skin, do you fillet it off or do you cook it off?
I cook the fat on the skin. I cook it off.
Yeah, I'm the same now. And that makes it even a little less chicken pain in the ass.
Yes. Yep.
Hold on one second, Thomas.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
All right, man.
So, all right, chicken-wise, and so are you kind of a 275, 300 cook, or are you a real, real hot and fast guy?
Three. I usually do 300, about a good hour and a half. And, I mean, that's blazed and everything, about an hour and a half.
300, hour and a half. Do you ever flip?
Nope. I ain't going to mess my skin up. I worked too hard on that skin. I ain't going to mess it up.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
But it's at the bottom of my grill, too, so the bottom, you know, it gets a little hotter.
It's running a little hotter.
Yeah, down there it does. But my cage was 300.
All right, so here's the one thing I've always wondered about you, Thomas. And don't take this as a... This is definitely not a jab at all.
Okay, go ahead.
Question.
Yeah.
You kick the crap out of everybody in pork butt. But your ribs will sometimes be dominant and sometimes be not.
Yeah, I know. So, it's fluctuates so much.
That's the thing that's kind of, you know, made me wonder a little bit.
Man, it's made me wonder so many times. Ribs, I don't know why, because, I mean, I do the same thing. I use the same brand. And, because when I buy my ribs, I go ahead and buy them St. Louis cut, individually wrapped. And I look for good, heavy ribs, 4 or 5 pound slabs of ribs, and with a good marble on them. And it's just, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's like it's there or it's not. And it tastes the same. It looks the same. I don't know. It's too much up and down. It gets very frustrating. I mean, it's really cool to be known for pork, but I want to be known for more than just my pork. At one time, I used to be known for brisket, too, and then my brisket finally fell away. And I just want to be known for more people, more things than just pork.
Wait, we're going to talk through it tonight. We're going to talk through it tonight, Thomas. Hey, this may be as much an intervention as it is an interview. We're going to get you back on that brisket and ribs, all right?
All right.
So on the brisket, or on the ribs, let's go back to the ribs, sorry. I always love to talk brisket, so I'm going to leave us some time for that. But on ribs, you know, one thing I've noticed, and I don't know, you know, and I'll be honest with you, Thomas, and we used to have just too much stuff in our foiling when we foiled ribs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had everything but the kitchen sink in there, and we were foiling for hour and 15 minutes. The next thing you know, you pull it out of the foil, it looks like a boiled rib.
Yep.
With a little bit of red to it.
And done that too.
The one thing that I've been trying to really do, and it's gotten much, much better, is, you know, I almost don't want to wrap that rib but still get that tenderness and steaming without it. So we've went to a process that, but it's just very brief. It's 20, 30 minutes. And all there really is enough liquid in there just to create steam. And that's been a huge breakthrough for us. Is all you're really looking for is just something to... Just you don't want it on that grill for all 5 hours or all 6 hours, just soaking up heat, humid environment. It's just something to introduce some moisture back into it and break it down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen some, don't get me wrong, we haven't went and rattled off four first place ribs with it, but our rib scores have improved. You know, you being a guy that's walked the line for a long time, you know, do you think less time in the foil is better?
I do, because, I mean, I try only foil mine for about 30, 35 minutes.
And so you were already where I'm at right now.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it before where it's like 45 to an hour, and it's just like you lost all your color. It just, the meat really sucked away from the bone. It falls apart on you.
It's porky. But, it kind of washed out some, right?
Yeah. And, yeah, we only try to do ours for about a good 30, 35 minutes. It just matters. And I don't mess with my heat either. You know, some people I watch them turn the heat up when they wrap them or even turn the heat down. I just leave it at my 275, and I just leave it at that and then pull it off. Because I've been, like this weekend, I pulled my ribs off early because I was afraid to get it too tender and just put them in a big pan and put it in the camera for a little bit, unwrapped.
Yep.
And just put them in there and just let them sit for a little while. And we took first place both times.
Well, I'm going to tell you, folks, if y'all don't listen to this, that there is something to be said. Thomas Henry just said it. I said it on the show before. If you think you have an overcooked rib, if you think you have one, and it's 30, 45 minutes out, get it out of that foil, get it in a pan, and get it in a Cambro. Because, one, it's going to slow down. But at the same time, it's going to start to seize up just a little bit.
Yep.
It's going to seize up enough that you can cut it, right, Thomas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where it don't fall all apart on you.
Exactly. And then once you cut it, it's going to seize up a little bit more in that box. And by the time that judge gets it, it's going to be that perfect rib. So if you ever, ever, ever err on one side of a starting ribs earlier or starting ribs late, always, 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 this is Chad Ward and Thomas Henry approved, start ribs early, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this weekend I started them about 30 minutes earlier than I normally do at an FBA cook.
Yeah, but because, Thomas, there's no catching up. And at that time, when you realize your ribs are behind, if you put them on at 400, 500 degrees on a pellet grill, it's going to get, for a rib, it's going to get a little bit more grilled than smoked.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're ever going to err on the side, have that rib overdone, and then knowing your environment, like you were in a rainy, cold environment this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You knew, Thomas, you could have left that rib out on your cutting board in your trailer for 10 minutes with the door open, and it would have seized up the walls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have done that before. I have left it open and turned a fan on it. Just put a fan on top of it for a few minutes, just to blow on it for a few minutes.
Yep.
And, you know, turn it off. I have done that before. I've done that on my Lordy. I have done that on my pork, too, before.
Say you've done it on your pork butter, at least your money muscle. You stand back of a gun, I know it.
Yep. I mean, I've had to do that before. But, you know, that's part of it.
No, absolutely. And that's the thing is, and that's the repetitions you get in competition barbecue is not just understanding what to do when everything's perfect and this is the way it feels and I'm going to pull it off, you know, put it in a Cambro. No, it's what happens when you put that thermopin in it and you go, holy shit, this is overdone. Or you grabbed into that rib and the first bone comes off. And you're like, we're in a bit of a situation. You know? Here, you know? And that's the thing that makes pit masters from cooks is understanding what to do when those things happen. So I think that's a great point on port too. So
yeah.
Now we're gonna speed race into port, Thomas.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna go based off what you've told me. Trim that tight. You and you said this on the show. This isn't a personal conversation that I'm divulging. You've told me this on the show that mm-hmm. you trim the port butt tight. You get the fat cap and everything off of it, right?
Yep. I take all that fat off of it. It's got so much fat inside to me, you don't need it. In my opinion, you don't need it.
And you're rubbing it with your hickory bacon rub, right?
Yep. Nothing else on it. I don't put no mustard or nothing. Plain hickory bacon. I rub it down with it.
Now, let me ask you this. I didn't get this last time, and I'm hoping you're going to give it to me this time.
I probably won't. I think I know where you're going.
How long you let that sit?
Oh, okay. I'll usually let it sit out there on. I don't. Matter of fact, honestly, I don't even put my meat back in the cooler.
Nope.
I put it in my Cambro because it's already cold with the seasoning on it. Before probably a good almost 3 hours before I put it on the grill.
All right, and here's the thing. I know you're not going to give me this injection. I know you're not going to. And you shouldn't, unless people are paying for it. I agree.
Well, I've had some pretty good offers for it, but I still won't give it up.
But I'm going to ask one thing.
Okay.
I believe that I know it's a really sweet injection.
Very sweet.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll leave it at that. You confirmed my thoughts, and that's it. We're going to – and so poor, now I'm going to hit you up with one more question. You can answer or not answer. Is money muscle. Are you cooking to a money muscle temp? Are you cooking to a by-the-bone temp?
I'm cooking by the bone. If I can pull that bone out real easy, it's done. I mean, I just grab that bone, kind of shake it a little bit, and if it, you know, you see the muscle kind of break away from the horn muscle and all that. If you see that just kind of like break off and it's real shaky, it's done. And, you know, of course, you know, we all touch and feel.
Right.
I mean, I'll put my hand in the middle of it and kind of push down on it, and if it's real good, spongy, she's done.
So would you say to the novices listening out there, so you have you ever cooked to a money muscle temperature?
No. I do not stick nothing in my money muscle, not even my injection.
Really?
I do not put a needle in there.
Okay.
I leave that whole. I do not damage that muscle at all. I mean, I want it to hold its fat content inside it. I feel if you poke it, it's, you know, with a probe or injection or something, you're going to start losing that flavor of the regular pork. Now, I go all around it, of course, but I do not touch that muscle.
Okay. And but that's still the okay, so you're okay, so back in the day, Thomas, when you didn't cook to feel and you cooked to a temperature, so it was by the bone?
Yes. It was by the bone. I still go by the bone.
Thermapen or Maverick or whatever you use?
Well, I mean, I got a Thermapen, and I use that, of course. And you know, if it goes in real easy, but I mean, I've cooked enough of butts where I could just touch it in the middle, kind of push down how spongy it is, or I can even grab the bone, shake on the end, and kind of shake it a little bit. And if it's like feels real loose in there, I know she's where I want her to be at.
Okay. All right. Well, Thomas, here's the one thing I've screwed up on doing as a host. I've left us brisket and pork loin to talk about. Can I call you back up in 3-4 weeks and us go through those two?
Yeah, man, ain't no problem.
Absolutely. Well, before we let you get out of here,
okay,
why don't you tell folks again where they can get those lines? And I'm going to tell you what, guys. And, hey, Thomas ain't gave me one free thing. I don't ever want him to. But I've tasted these rubs. They are very, very good, and if you're wanting to take your game to the next level, you need to. So, Thomas, tell them where to get them at.
Well, the easiest way is really call my cell phone. That'll probably be the easiest way. Or find me on Facebook under Budmeister Barbecue Team.
Or
but,
Thomas Henry.
Go ahead.
Or Thomas Henry on Facebook.
Yeah, or Thomas Henry on Facebook. And my cell phone is area code 386-623-0498. And, you know, we can hook up and figure out how we're going to get it to you, the rub. It's very easy. I ship it all over. I mean, I ship it all the way to Alaska. And so it ain't no problem.
Excellent, brother. Man, it's always so good to talk to you, Thomas. Tell Josh I said hello.
Okay.
And he may, I'm going to bring you back on to talk about brisket and pork loin, but Josh may be my next Budmeister Pitmaster I bring on to talk a little bit about. What I'd like to have is I'd like to have a segment that talks about how do you take competition barbecue and go and do a food truck or a trailer thing. And yeah. I think you'd have a ton of advice on that, don't you think?
Some. I mean, we're learning as we're going. I mean, I've called Kenny Day Dude, asked him stuff about barbecue restaurant stuff, and, of course, Bubba, and trying to get some advice to help us out and all that. So, I mean, with the barbecue world out there and everybody out there, they've all pitched in and kind of helping us out on this whole thing. And it's good. I mean, this best barbecue. We've already put two other places out of business here in Lake City because of it.
And hey, we're going to have you on to talk about you and your mom's competition.
Okay.
You know, obviously towards the end of the year that I am committing right now. I will be to for my first time ever. I'm making the trek up to Lake City.
I would love for you to be here.
I really would. And we may even try to do a radio show there that Friday night.
That would be cool. That would be really cool. I love that.
Excellent, brother. Thomas, thank you so much for taking time out of your night to join us.
No problem, buddy.
And I will talk to you soon, my man.
All right. Go to the barbecue.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Thomas Henry. Which pretty much just flat destroyed the Pigs and Wings up there in Georgia this weekend. Great guy. Always good to have on the show. A wealth of knowledge. And like I said earlier, one of the best pit masters in the state of Florida, if not the. I mean, he's a very, very, very solid cook. So, anyway. I want to hit on one sponsor here before we go over to my good buddy Darian from Cosmos Q. I want to hit on thebarbecuesuperstore.com. I talked to Thomas about getting his rubs over there. Richard and Mark are always looking for the best products in the country, and they've got the majority of them there already right now. But they're always looking to improve. If you've got something you think is a good fit, go over to thebarbecuesuperstore.com, hit on contact us, send them an email, and tell them what you're looking for, what you think would be a great addition to that store. Because the Barbecue Superstore, for me, is my one-stop shop. Whatever rubs I cook in competition are right there. What sauces I use in competition are right there. I make one order, they come to me, boom, boom, done. And it's a pleasure. And that's what I want. As a barbecue cook, that's what I want. I want one place I can go to, and I can get my stuff, and I can get out and get on the road. So, at the end of the day, guys, thebarbecuesuperstore.com. With that, I'm going to come over to my buddy here, Darian.
Sir.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Pretty good, and you?
Good. Hey, you know what? I don't think you've heard – have you heard our new intro song yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I'm going to take a minute, 8 seconds, and you've got to listen good because there's only two sponsor plugs in it, and yours may be one of them.
All right, well, let her rip.
Minute 8, here's the new radio introduction song.
Let her go, Chadwick. Turn up your radio, build a whiskey and drink it down slow. It's Whiskey Bent in the pit. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't shit out of Law Barbecue Show. He's an all-night smoker, a cold beer holder. His spare ribs will blow your mind. And with his Cosmos Q and his Green Mountain Grills, he'll walk the stage every time. Turn on your radio, crack a beer, Chad's ready to go. It's Whiskey Ben in the pit all night, late night. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't right out of Law Barbecue Show. Whiskey Ben in the pit radio show. Good for the egg shakes and saggy. Can I get a raise? Hell, come on.
How did you feel about being right center, brother?
Oh, man, that was awesome, dude. I love that. That was like my Hank Williams Pandora station.
Hey, so Dorsey Odell, he's part of Team Unknown down here from Central Florida. And Team Unknown, they're a beast out on the competition trail. Great guys. And they always have a huge – on Friday nights, about 11 o'clock, the party's always there. Because Dorsey Odell, the guy that wrote the song, he's a hell of a acoustic guitarist. And not just country. I mean, the guy will play anything. But he just enjoys old country. You know, he'll cook yeah. out some you know, Merle, some Willie, some Hank. I mean, he just does it right. And so us and Unknown came up in the amateur ranks together. So we've always been boys. And so when the radio show started to take off a little bit, I said, Dorsey, I said, I want you to cut me a song, an intro song and an outro song for the show. And that's what he came up with.
Dude, that's awesome, man. I love it, man. That's great.
But I wanted to make you know that as our first sponsor ever, and hopefully our last sponsor ever, 20 years from now, Cosmos
yep.
Q got the billing, man. We appreciate you so much, Darian.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you, and I appreciate you guys, man. I tell you what, it's just it's great to have friends like you guys, you know, all around the country, you know.
No.
It's just so surreal and so humbling how, you know, we take for granted cooking on our back porch, taken to the next level, can bring people together all over the world, you know.
And
it's very humbling. And it's an experience that, you know, I'm truly honored, blessed to be a part of, you know. And just great stuff. And then when you hear music like that, man, that just makes you, you know, it just makes it that much better.
Sure, absolutely, brother, absolutely. So last time we had you on the show, I'll go ahead and tell myself a little bit. We talked a lot about pork, and you gave me a tip of one of your best pork calls ever was you got there early that morning before, you brined in Cosmos pork soak.
Yep, yep.
You pulled out. You injected with Cosmos Q pork injection.
Yep, yep.
We've been, I feel like I'm putting together a damn infomercial between having you and Thomas Henry on back to back. But it's honestly the way it happened is we've been doing that the last three or four contests, pork soak, pull out, just not even really like a lot of people say when you brine, you know, really get a hard rinse on it. We don't really get a hard rinse. We kind of wipe it off.
Pat it dry.
Yeah, pat it dry. Yeah, exactly. And go to the injection.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we go with the Thomas Henry rub right over the top. Put it on, you know, let it rest for a couple hours. Put it on the cooker. And, man, it has been killer lately. We've got
some scores
off of it.
But, dude, that's awesome, man.
So I appreciate you sharing that with us, man. I mean, last time on the show, I mean, you always, every time you come on, you lay it out right, brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one thing that, you know, I'm not afraid to, you know, tell you what I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Darren, give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back. I need to change a couple audio things real quick.
Can do, brother.
All right, we're back, Darren.
Yeah, all righty.
All right, buddy. So let's talk about a little bit of the change. Let's talk a little bit of the change in the KCBS rules for next year. This port parting deal. You know, Darren, I'm going to give you my synopsis, and then you please feel free to come in. I don't give a shit. If you think you can lop a money muscle off and grill it, you know, better than me, then go get out there. You know what I'm saying, son?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it is what it is. You know, at the end of the day, ultimately, they own the ball. They own the court. If we want to play, we got to, you know, we got to follow. And that's just the way it is, you know. There's a lot of people that probably don't like it. But at the end of the day, I mean, hell, it's a meat competition. That's what we're there to do. You know, it's evolving, it's changing, it's, you know, it's growing. And, you know, I've heard every excuse from, you know, the far left to the far right, you know, and everything in between. But, you know, at the end of the day, they still call one first place, you know. And it is what it is. If you want to grill a money muscle, knock yourself out.
Now, you know? Only thing I like about it is, let's say, and you know this better than me, but let's say if you're cooking in a really, really cold environment, and you know when you pull it out of the Cambro, you put it on the cutting table, even in your trailer, that money muscle is really cooled down. There's times,
yeah.
I don't do it often, Darian, I'll be honest with you. But there's times if I cook in a really, really cold environment, I'll have ridiculously hot brisket au jus.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I'll have it boiling on that pellet cooker at 400 degrees.
Yep.
And I'll put them slices in it right before I put it in the box just to make sure my slices are as hot as they can be going into those judges.
Yeah, yeah.
That may be, and honestly, at that point, I'm not returning the pork to the cooker. I'm just heating up pork au jus. If I were to do a money muscle, I'm just heating up pork au jus, putting that on the cooker, and then putting the slice in it. So I'm not even benefiting from that. But that's as far as I've ever went with it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't, you know, carved out the money muscle somewhat, you know, because I have. I mean, hell, we've all done about everything.
Yeah.
And is this to say that I'll never, you know, pull a piece out and cook it by itself if it's legal? No, I'm not saying that at all. I just don't care. You know, you set the rules. We all play by them. You know, so be it. That's what makes us better. You know, if we want, you know, if our idea of keeping the field even is by holding people back, well, that's not, you know, I don't think that's fair, right? You know, because then you're just slowing people down. If somebody can take that and make it a lot better than what I'm doing right now, which there's a lot of them that do that. But, you know, I don't care. You know, with me, I really don't care. It is what it is, and, you know, so be it.
Well, to me, the thing that I look for is if KCBS – now, this whole parting rule has caused just a wave of emotion throughout the Facebook sphere, Twitter sphere, everywhere, Barbecue Brethren, the whole nine yards.
Yep.
The one change I would love to see them make is let's allow gas grills.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, if you can get a better product.
How quickly would Weber and Coleman and all these guys that make gas grills be on board?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. If we really want to stir the shit, let's stir the shit.
Yep.
And let's let gas grills out at barbecue contest.
Yeah. And you know, and I'm sure everybody would probably, you know, that would cause, you know, a wave of emotion. But you know what? Once the dust settles, a year from now, 2 years from now, no one's even going to remember it. You know, who cares? Is it really going to matter? I mean, is it really going to affect your family life or your work, your career or whatever? I mean, it's not. It's a competition. It's really, you know, our hobby. You know, that's no different than NASCAR with their rule changes. I mean, to me, not a big deal.
No, to me either. No, not.
Nah.
I think it's cool, and I think I would love to have the money, not just from Weber and Coleman, but let's take. I mean, we got our buddy Michael McDearman here, which I'm sure you've met Mike out there on the Sam's Club tour. You know, American Grill Master, but he's Bull Products sponsors them. That's a high end, well built propane cooker.
Yeah.
And
absolutely,
to get their money in the game.
Yeah, and that's what it's, you know, it's about growing it. It's about leaving what we got better than the way we got it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
And we're going to talk a little bit about that more here in a second, aren't we?
Oh, well, a little bit.
A little bit. So we've got a bit of a tease here for you guys tonight. And I'm sorry, I try not to bring teases on the show, but we are going to tease it a bit. The Darien has entered into some. He's been doing some competition video things that are really, really cool. And I've had a chance to look at one or two of them, and I don't think I should say much more, should I, Darien?
Well, would you say it's, you know, it's definitely gonna, in my opinion, it has the potential to greatly grow the industry and what we do. I think.
No, they can. You know, so I mean, you know, what you're really looking at doing, and we're going to talk more about it in 2 to 3 weeks, is this is going to be an opportunity for folks to understand the way true competition barbecue is cooked for a number that is less than what most classes are, and it's something physical that you have as a possession and can reference whenever you want. And I've always been a, you know, and I'll go ahead and say this, Darian, now, I've always been a big promoter of what Danny Kugel does over at Pitbulls Up in Smoke.
Yep.
Pitbulls Barbecue class is a great class. I've taken all four. I've taken things from all four that have really helped our success. And the fact that they're available online is cool and really good, but I think where you're going with it is another step. And I can't wait to talk more about it, but I think and production quality is second to friggin' none.
Very true.
So
very true.
That is that one link that you sent me available to the public, or is that a private link?
That's a private link.
Okay. Well, shit. All right. That's fine as a private link. I was wondering if I could put it out there in chat for the guys to look at. But what's coming is a, and Darian, what I want people to understand is, let them know where your thought process was when you decided to go out and incur this expense to do what you've done, because it's top quality. I'll tell you what, guys, it is higher quality video than what I've saw on any of the four seasons of Pitmasters, or three, however many we've had.
Yeah. And everybody that has seen it is just completely, blown away. Just by the whole, the production team, the time that went into it, just everything. It's pretty kick ass.
But your thought process behind it, Darian, you wanted to go out there and do something right. I mean, what was the thought process behind it? I'm going to go out in there and share this with the barbecue community.
Well, I'll call you in the middle of the night or send you a text message or an email when something hits my brain and my wheels get to spinning, and next thing you know, I get locked in on it, and it's, you might as well go ahead and count it done. Well, and, we just sitting here, and I was like, well, why don't we? And, and in this industry, well, with really any industry, the second you, try to poke your head up a little bit higher than everybody else's, somebody there is to whack you, and knock you back down. And everybody was like, well, you should, but you shouldn't. You're going to, upset some people. And I said, well, I want to make some people happy. And they were like, yeah, well, we don't care about making people happy. And I'm like, well, I care about making people happy. You don't. So you just care about, kissing the ass of the guys that's, in my opinion, don't matter to me, And it's not that they don't matter. It's just, hey, let's get this thing going. Let's get it moving. If someone doesn't like how fast I'm going, then, so be it. But we're going.
I'm going to tell you right here that in 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to do the official launch. And if I were you, I would make sure I was a Cosmos customer. I would make sure I followed Cosmos on Facebook, and
yes,
and that I listened to Whiskey Bent in the Pit.
Yes, absolutely.
If you want a real barbecue payday and to see all four competition categories laid out from a guy that has had a ton of success, you need to do those three things: Cosmos customer, Cosmos fan page, Whiskey Been in the Pit listener.
No.
That's where we leave it, Darian.
Yeah, and I mean, realistically, that's what needs to happen. You know, is this gonna, you know, and here's the deal. Even if I go to a class, you know, I sit there and I go, yeah, I knew that. Oh wow, I didn't know that. So realistically, if you pull one thing, you know, if you can learn one thing that gets you paid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all the difference in the world.
No,
it's
like I've said numerous times on this show, is when we took Rob Babby's class, first class ever introduced to us, it paid for itself in our rib call. The next between chicken and ribs, that class paid for itself.
Yeah.
And based on what I've seen, this class is going to do the same thing for people all over the country.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And you know, I've done a ton of research. I've called people on the East Coast, West Coast, you know, here. I've ran it by a ton of people, you know. What's the pros? What's the cons? You know, some pretty high people up in the barbecue world, I've called them, and they, you know, and I've told them about it. And, you know, I just said, hey, you know, I'm just coming to you with, you know, with my hat in my hand, and, you know, I just kind of, you know, really want to know what your take on this. And everyone I've talked to, you know, let her rip, man. Do it. You know, make it happen, you know. So we've got a ton of time into it. A ton of us, our hearts, our weekends, you know. I really hope at the end of the day that, you know, when this comes out, you know, this, you know, helps people.
No, it will.
Helps people to get where they need to get.
No, it will. And it will. And that's what folks want, because, look, man, there's us guys that are serious competitors that say, you know, hey, I'll spend, I was fortunate. Rob Babby's class was a $100, you know, drive and lodging for me to go take. And it was, you know, I don't know what he charged, $500, whatever, $600. But I felt like that was cheap. It didn't involve me getting on a plane. It didn't involve me going anywhere. It didn't involve me of hotels. But when you can have something delivered to your house that you can peruse at your leisure and understand, that's damn cool, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, we did our research. We said, hey, is anybody doing this at this level? You know, and all the check marks we got was no. You know, there's none of the current shows that are on TV on whatever channel you go to, you know, show you any of this. This is just a raw deal. It's put together, you know, like an Aston Martin. You know,
no,
it's just, we're excited. We're excited about it.
I look forward to what I would like, Darian, is when we come on to announce this, that you've got at least a trailer you gave me public, so we can let people see the level of video quality this is, because it's something that people haven't seen before in what we do.
Yep. And when you pause, you can see everything.
So, let me ask you this. One is, I still want to get out there to Oklahoma and cook a contest. Do you, Do you have a FEC for me to get by with?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Because, hey, about a month from now, I'm going to come knocking on your doorstep saying, hey, I want to cross Oklahoma off the list. And you've already told me there's that one right near your house that we can make right.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of them around here. Heck, there's one. They're coming up so fast this year. We're just trying to get signed up for as many as we can. We're going to kick it off first in Texas at the Sam's Club,
yep.
And then we're going to move back into Oklahoma. And then, unfortunately, I get to miss one of my most favorite competitions of the year. Got to go to Arizona for business, and so I'll be out of one of them. But the other one is the following weekend, and if you could make that, wow.
Well, now the weekend that you're going to be gone, is that JP's custom pit at my disposal? I can just come up and cook that weekend you need to miss?
You can have my whole rig. You can have my truck, my trailer, whatever. I got a. You can have my JP, my FEC, my backwoods. You can have whatever you want, brother.
Hey, brother, I'm just kidding with you, man. I would, and we'll talk more about it offline. But I am gonna get out there to Oklahoma, and I'm gonna cook with you guys, and I can't wait to cook against you because the thing that, you know, I love getting out there to the other states and seeing other folks because. You know, it's weird how far this radio show has reached. You know, I'll go to states that I don't think maybe anybody's listening to the show, and they'll go, oh, Whiskey Man, you're that radio guy. You know, hey, man, I really enjoy that. Or, you know, hey, I think you really suck. Nobody's ever said it really sucks. But but it's a lot of fun, brother. So the next place folks can catch you at When's your Texas Sam's Club?
I believe it's in 2 weeks. Is it March 7th, 8th, something? It's that weekend, I'm pretty sure. Down in Texas at Fort Worth, Dallas, one of them towns down there, Westerville, or I can't remember, to be honest with you. All I do is get in a truck and drive to where Dr. Allen tells me to, so...
So it'll probably be the weekend before you come on the show and announce. It'll be right after you win Sam's Club that you're going to come on the show and announce what you're opening up to the barbecue community.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to drop it the week that I am at Sam's Club. That's what we're shooting for.
Okay.
So when I flip the website, I'll get in the truck and then leave the mess for everybody else to handle. So
yeah,
that's what we're shooting for. Now, you know, whether or not it gets done, I the guys that are putting this together are just doing a stupid, realistic bang up job. You know, and I don't want to, you know, rush anything for, you know. So if we have to wait a week, we'll wait a week. That's okay with us, you know, because I think when this comes out, I don't think it's going to, you know, it's not that, you know, next sliced bread or anything. But, you know, I think if somebody wants to know what an Oklahoma boy is up to, you know,
get it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep,
Darian, dude. Best of luck at that contest. We hope to rise you up the following Tuesday, and we'll talk a little bit more about this thing. Sound good?
That sounds great to me, brother.
Hey, man. Well, thanks again for making time for us tonight, and we will talk to you soon. Take care, Darian.
All right, Chad. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Guys, we are quickly changing guests. You do not have to listen to any plug for me. We're going right now to Andy Allen. Andy, what's up, buddy? Maybe. Hold on. Oh, Andy Allen.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you, man.
All right.
I got you loud and clear. So Andy Allen of Rooftop Barbecue is coming on Whiskey Bent in the Pit tonight and making an announcement. A couple of things we should talk about beforehand.
Sure.
It's your first time in the pit.
Yep.
So we're going to need some background information.
All right. Go ahead.
And obviously people know of Rooftop Barbecue because it's obviously been plugged a ton on Whiskey Bent in the Pit because we use it. We love it. It's helped us, you know, do some good things. But let's talk a little bit about how Andy Allen and Rooftop Barbecue came into the competition barbecue scene.
Let's see. I think we're about 3 years now. We had never really, you know, I've been cooking since I was really small, cooking with my dad. But we never really got into barbecue until a neighbor actually gave us one of their, it's an old, was that a charbroil offset?
Yeah, that big piece of shit.
Yeah. So we were using that, and you know, we kind of just get hooked and entered our first competition. A few months later, we took a third in tri-tip and a ninth in beef ribs, and we kind of just got hooked. We actually spent the next 9 months building an offset smoker on a trailer. Entered our next competition and took People's Choice and fourth in pork. And that was our first KCBS competition. And, you know, after that, you can't really get out of this sport.
Nah. The first trophy is the most expensive trophy is what I always tell people.
Yeah. Yeah, we put quite a bit of money into our first pit, you know. But it served us well. We're still using it for PC and anytime we do a big event.
And so that's an offset that you guys built?
Yeah, the reverse flow. You know, it's kind of modeled after a Lane. It's a 255-gallon propane tank. That was a labor of love. 9 months, pretty much every weekend, we put a couple hours into it. And, you know, learning how to weld on it. So
I'm guessing Firebox probably not insulated, but pretty thick gauge steel?
Yeah, we got the whole thing's quarter inch.
Okay.
But, yeah, not inflated. We weren't that high-tech yet.
So what are you feeding it, about every 90 minutes?
Actually, 45 minutes. 45? Yeah, we're not throwing in huge logs, so, you know, like a split. Normally it lasts about 45. We run gurus on it.
So how did you get introduced to this pellet life?
That would be Chad Ward from Whiskey Bent Barbecue.
I was not trying to be self-serving prophecy, but it is a little easier gadget, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we were only cooking. Our first year, we did three competitions, so that wasn't too bad. The next one, we did six, and, you know, you start to realize, hey, it's not nice staying up all night and tending the pit. So, plus, we had picked up a enclosed trailer. And it was just getting too much trying to tow two things to each competition.
And so did you notice much? What kind of difference did you realize in the flavor between the offset and the pellet, or did you?
In the flavor, you'd probably get a little bit more smoke in the offset, but I think the color was better in the pellet. Overall, the flavor is better because we don't have to, we can focus on what we're doing the next morning and we're not half asleep.
The one thing I've told guys before is on a true offset, can you get more smoke than a pellet? Yes. But you can never oversmoke on a pellet.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
Smoke the shit out of something on an offset.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone who's cooking is wrapping something anyway, so. To try to limit the amount of smoke you're taking in anyways. So there really wasn't too much.
So we got a question here in chat. How did the name of Rooftop Barbecue come about?
That's actually out of the Bible. Peter was on the rooftop in the books of Acts, and he saw a sheet come down from heaven full of pork and all that stuff. And pretty much, you know, that's when the new Christians were able to eat pork.
So are you a reverend that we don't know about, Andy Allen?
Yeah, I know some stuff about the Bible.
All right, cool deal. So what made Rooftop Barbecue start bottling their sauce?
I don't know. Have you heard of the Stagecoach Music Festival out here?
Tom Henry's contest, right?
What was that?
Is that Tom Henry's?
Yeah, Tom Henry's contest. Yeah, so we did that one, and, you know, that one's a huge PC one. And we served to thousands of people. So we had our sauce that we've been making. And, you know, I finally realized that it wasn't worth the effort to actually make that much sauce. That it'd be a lot easier to get it bottled. So that kind of just started for our own personal use. And
so
then, you know, people's
laziness. Laziness created Rooftop Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, pretty much. It's consistency, too. You know, you're making it by yourself. You're using, you know, you don't have the same ingredients every time. You know, your chili powder might be different coming from a different store. So to get it consistent was another thing.
Laziness
so
and consistency.
Yeah. Yeah, we need both of those. Yeah, so we started that, and people started buying it and wanting it.
What year and month?
Let's see. That was... Quizzing me now. May 2011, I think.
May in 2000. That seems about right, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's when it was. So, yeah, that's when we did the official launch. We had some ready before that, but that's when we actually bottled it and started taking to stores and getting serious about it.
No, that's cool as shit.
Yeah, it's been
and is it a local bottler or?
Yeah, it's about an hour away from me. Local family company, and they've been in business since I think 1910.
Wow.
You know, old warehouse, and you know, it's just a father and son and a few employees, and yeah, we really enjoy working with them. Called Ewald Award.
Very good. So did you find a lot of, like, tweaking need to be done between your small batch and their batch?
To be honest, we got really lucky with Ewald Awards. You know, since they're a small business, they kind of just worked with us. And their first run, or first test sample, was perfect. And we went from there. It was actually better than what we were making.
Oh, wow.
I think just the quality of ingredients that they're able to get. So, yeah, first sample, perfect. We went down there for the big batch and helped them make it. We did one little tweak. We had them cook it a little bit longer just to smooth out the texture. But, yeah, it was pretty easy process for us. We got really lucky with this company.
Very cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about the announcement you have to make tonight.
All right. Well, we are teaming up with Green Mountain Grills, and Rooftop Barbecue will now be called Pitmaster Sauce, and Green Mountain Grills is going to be doing the distribution for that.
Pitmaster Sauce.
Yep. Same sauce. One little tweak. We added a little bit of apple juice to it. Just to thin it out a little bit, just so it pours out of the bottle when, you know, it's in the fridge or something like that. But same sauce. But this is going to help drive down costs, help with distribution, and just make it easily available to everyone.
Can I ask one more self-fulfilling question?
Sure.
Where did you get the peach idea from?
Well, Chad knows that.
Nah, good.
Peach is just a great ingredient to use.
But because it never comes off too offensive.
Yeah, you can't really put your finger on it.
But you know, that's that sweet tone I'm looking for. But yeah. It doesn't come off as too crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I've had people with, you know, pineapple on their sauce and stuff like that. And, you know, you could taste it. You say, oh, that's pineapple. With peach in there or apple, you don't really.
No.
You know, it's just kind of a back flavor.
No, I agree. So, Pitmaster Sauce, distributed by GMG, which is going to get you into a ton of dealerships.
Exactly.
It's going to make it much more available. Because, I mean, talk a little bit about that, Andy. Talk about some of the challenges of a small, local, you know, sauce manufacturer getting things from, you know, and we know, because we've done it before. I mean, you're in California, I'm in Florida. It's not the same thing.
No, I mean, you know, I drive down there, pick up the sauce, drive it back, store it in my office. You know, very little room in there. That's also where I do the packaging. And, you know, I'll get a few orders, you know, one day, and I'll spend half my morning packaging up two bottles of sauce. And it's not the best setup for a small business.
No, absolutely not. So will GMG kind of be the sole distributor of it? So, you know, I mean, is that the place to go look?
Yeah, GMG will do that, but, you know, they're going to have it in all their stores, and they're also going to move it to other stores that aren't just GMG distributors. So we're going to try to get it everywhere. Jason,
now, is there going to be any online source for it?
Yes. We are going to try to keep the same stores we're in now.
Okay.
So all the places that carry Rooftop Barbecue Sauce now should be able to still carry this.
And I believe barbecuestore.com has you, right? Or not?
Which one? Barbecue Superstores?
The Barbecue Superstore.
I don't think so, actually.
No, Rich and Mark don't have you yet?
I do not think so, no.
We got to fix that.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with them.
But yeah, I mean, definitely do, because it's a sauce worth carrying over there. So you
all people.
Yeah, you guys are going to still keep your online outlets and have the distribution face-to-face of the GMG dealers.
Yeah.
And a couple
any GMG dealer will be able to pick, you know, start ordering.
That's awesome. That is really, really good.
It's going to be great.
I think it's going to be good for GMG. I think it's going to be good for everybody.
Yeah, you know, that's been the whole problem with this sauce is it's kind of gotten bigger than what I can handle myself. You know, and the cost of shipping. I mean, that's huge. I hate charging people $7 for a bottle of sauce and $7 to ship a bottle of sauce. So, you know, to me, that's just ridiculous. And I'm glad that we're able to figure something out where we can get this to more people and have them just go down the store and pick it up.
No, that's good. And that's got to be one of the biggest challenges of a small startup like that. That's got to be one of the biggest challenges is how do I make this a good value proposition?
Yeah, exactly. So the retail price is going to be coming in at $5.99 a bottle. So the price of that's going to drop. We're going to be moving to a plastic bottle, which will help with shipping costs.
Yep.
And pretty much everything. Just gonna be better, you know. So if you guys know a store that you want the sauce in, it'll be a lot easier to get in there.
Dude, that is awesome, brother. I'm really happy to hear that.
And another thing, to end Rooftop on a good note, we are in the about.com nomination period, or actually the voting period for the best barbecue sauce.
Okay. So, guys, if you're listening, go over to Doug Rich's site. About, what is it, about?
BBQ.about.com.
BBQ.about.com. And let's get Rooftop Barbecue, the top sauce. I'm going over there right now, actually. The top sauce on on the about.com rankings. While you're there, I have posted a link also about GMG. Over there, they asked for the best pellet cooker. I also think you should vote for Green Mountain Grills.
You're off right.
So you need to go check both of those out. BBQ.about.com. You'll see Derek Rich's beautiful mug in the top left corner. And go in there and make your rankings. But if there's two things you vote for, one of them is Rooftop Barbecue is your sauce, and Green Mountain Pellet Grills as your pellet grill. That's the two votes to make, guys. If you want to be a pitter, that's what you have to do. Pitter's not a cool name, is it, Andy?
I haven't heard that one before.
Come up with something. I mean, you can't be a pitter. I mean, I know it's whiskey, but in the pit, maybe you should be a bender. But not a There is nothing sexy about being a pitter. That just sounds like hot in the world, brother. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting here. Anxious to see where this takes it.
My buddy Don Miller here from Sorry Boys just brought out a good thing. It's barbecue.about.com.
Okay.
And that's going to get you right. BBQ.about.com is what's going to get you to that site and let you make those votes and make you be a rooftopper and bender by making those appropriate votes. So where are we going to see you next, Andy? What do you guys got on the schedule?
We'll be at Santa Anita, the racetrack. That's a really fun event. We're right there in the infield. We have a really busy year, so I'm kind of glad that GMG is going to be taking over the sauce. We have 17 competitions on the schedule.
Nice.
We're going to be on to Ronnie Cates events. You know, we'll probably see you there.
We're probably looking at 20 to 25 this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a big event.
I mean, we got lucky and won early, so you can plan for the American Royal. We've got an entry to the World Food Championships. We'll be there. If you get a jack draw, you know, how does that work? I think this is our year. We've got one jack draw. We've got an assist from Jack Daniels. Maybe this is the year we get it. With a new logo, obviously. We roll in a bunch.
Yeah, they kick you out.
So it's going to be fun this year. And like you said, man, we're both fortunate to live in sunny states, man.
Yeah,
you can cook 17, we can cook 20. I mean, we've already got four down the hatch, and it's not even into February.
Yeah, I've got three.
Yeah, and we're going up to cook. We're going up to cook Pensacola this weekend, which is a murder row of cooks. Oh my gosh, 40 teams, and of those 40, probably 20 are in the top 100 on the national barbecue rankings.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But that's just the sledding you go against down here, in this fair weather, if you will.
Yeah, I think that's how. Ronnie Cates, that one where they're giving away the truck, is going to be?
Ronnie Cates, Ronnie Cates actually will be on next week to talk about Smoke on the Water's plans for the next year. They've not only got the end of October deal that they're doing, they've got five or six other contests that are looking real tight for this year.
$50,000 in Vegas. Let's see,
I would say they've got contests that are 25 plus.
Yeah, that's insane. That's great for the sport of barbecue there.
Like I've always said, God bless Ronnie Cates.
Yeah.
That man can get the money and he can get the people. And You know, it's a, and you know what? Ronnie always puts on a good time. You never go to a Ronnie Cates contest and you go, man, this sucks. You know, no, you never do. You always enjoy the experience.
Yeah, if I ever see Ronnie Cates or Arlie Bragg as the promoter, then, you know, 90% chance we're going to be there.
Yeah, and that's the other one you guys have out there is Arlie Bragg. He does a real fine job.
Yeah, and they're always clean, organized. You know what's going on. No surprises. He's got some good prize money out there too, $40,000 in Mesquite.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, what else you got, Andy, before we let you go?
Yeah, not much. You know, check out Pitmaster Sauce. We're going to be shipping it, the first weekend of March. So, a couple weeks from now. And, you know, just be on the lookout for it. And if you know any stores that would like to carry it, they can either get in touch with me or email Green Mountain Girls.
Excellent, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Andy.
All right, thanks, Chad. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, we got 4 minutes. The first new call that I see in my queue, I'm going to take. And it can be, it's open. We've got a open chat right now, but it's got to be a new call. I've got a 321, I've got an 863, I've got a 904. None of those. I think you guys are all just listening covert style. If we get a new call in chat here in the next 4 minutes, I'm going to pull to it, and we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about comes to competition barbecue or just grilling. I'm good with that. All right, nobody wants to call in. 347-202-0263. That's all it takes. 347-202-0263. As I told Andy, in the next month, you'll be able to catch us at Pensacola. We'll be at Pensacola Smug in the Square. We got 931. Hello, my buddy. Yes, sir.
Good. Road tomorrow down to Baton 9 months tour on this Grillmaster thing. I wanted to tell people, come on out and see me.
That's what I hear, man. You're getting on the road tomorrow. Baton Rouge, Sam's Club, Micah McDearman. Back on the road after what, a solid 3-4 months off?
Too long. My grill gave me some smoke behind the ears, so I smell pretty to the ladies.
Excellent, brother. Well, dude, the one thing we're going to wish you is safe travels.
Thank you much, and I appreciate it. And when y'all are out near those, come on out. Don't forget you're going to head and get to see some great competition barbecue. Not competing yourself. And, Chad, you know, I've had a couple questions from FBE folks about how many that they would prefer. I know KCBS get away with one. What do you think for the FBA folks to game changers?
I would have two. I would have two.
Yep.
I'd have two game changers for sure. For an FBA contest, you got to get 8 pieces in the box. You know, having two just gives you a little more, you know, a little more margin of error, if you will.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And
here's the great thing I'm doing, Chad, is the changers are $30 a piece, but I'm only going to charge you shipping once. So it doesn't matter whether you order a dozen of them, I'm only going to charge you the flat rate, $12.95 for shipping.
Nice. Well, that is good to know, brother. That is really good to know.
Well, you know, that cast iron is heavy, and that's one way that I can pass it along to folks. So
that is very good, my friend. I appreciate that, and I know the listeners appreciate that.
I'm looking forward to seeing Darian and talking more about this high quality little video thing or bullet we're teasing us with. I tell you, it was like prom night. Y'all were just teasing us.
Well, that's what we did. But I've seen a bunch of the footage, and it's going to be a real, real cool deal. I can promise you that.
he goes all out, and you know the stuff he does, I expect nothing.
Dude, excellent. Yeah, you know, he's always a guy that's top-notch. He's not a guy that half-asses anything.
He is. And I think we're all three on the same page of, let's get this barbecue train going.
Yep.
Let's put the express on and just push on through.
Hey, let's look back on it 10 years from now and go, we had a piece in that. And that's all.
Oh, heck yeah. A piece of fat and a piece of steak.
Absolutely. Michael, the show is wrapping up. So I'm going to tell you, I love you, brother. I appreciate you calling in.
Take care of you and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Keep the pit lit.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Let her go, Chadwick. Turn up your radio. Build a whiskey and drink it down slow. It's Whiskey Bent in the Pit. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't shit. Outlaw Barbecue Show. He's an all-night smoker, a cold beer holder. His spare ribs will blow your mind. And with his Cosmos Q and his Green Mountain Grills, he'll walk the stage every time. Turn on your radio, crack a beer, Chad's ready to go. It's Whiskey Ben in the Pit all night, late night. If you don't listen, boy, you ain't right. Outlaw Barbecue Show. Whiskey Ben in the Pit radio show. Good for the egg shakes and sack it. Can I get a raise? Hell, come on. Woo.